Enron's creditors stand to lose billions of dollars if the company goes into bankruptcy. Two congressional committees are preparing to investigate Enron's collapse. It's just another part of the Enron story that a few months ago would have seemed inconceivable. The firm is renowned for its political ties here in Washington, especially with the White House, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
You couldn't be better connected than Enron. It wasn't just the White House appointees who came to Washington knowing Enron executives and owning Enron stock. The company's CEO, Ken Lay, was an old Bush family friend. He gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to earlier Bush campaigns. Then, to bring George W. Bush to the White House, Lay raised at least $100,000 for the campaign and gave another $10,000 for the Florida recount, plus $100,000 after that for the inauguration. He met with Vice President Dick Cheney one-on-one as the administration wrote its energy policy. Yesterday, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer brushed off a question of whether the president or anyone else from the administration has talked to Lay recently.
I don't know the answer to that. The Treasury Department and others are monitoring the events concerning Enron, and you may want to check with Treasury for anything that they have to offer.
A Treasury Department spokeswoman said they're simply watching for market stability. On Capitol Hill, one senator said privately that he'd gotten a feeler from an administration official about some sort of aid, if not for Enron itself, then at least to stabilize the markets. Other lawmakers and lobbyists around the Hill said there was no sentiment for a bailout, even if there was still time for one. As one congressional aide put it, maybe if Enron's pipelines had been blown up by Osama bin Laden, but not for a company with funky bookkeeping practices. If anything, Congress seems more ready to investigate. Here's Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle.
I don't know that anybody knows yet just how this happened and how it happened so quickly. I think we need to find as much information as is possible and make some assessment about whether it's indicative of energy in a larger context, and if it is, what we ought to do about it.
And by day's end, two committees were gearing up. Democratic Senator Jeff Bingaman said his Energy Committee will look at Enron's collapse and federal oversight of the energy markets.
Whether we need to strengthen that oversight, I assume that there are ways in which it can be strengthened and needs to be strengthened.
At the House Energy and Commerce Committee, lawyers started looking into Enron yesterday afternoon. But down the road, this prosecutorial atmosphere might change, not because of Enron's fabled influence in Washington, but because other companies might be hurting. Senator Bingaman.
We don't know what the consequence or what the effect of Enron's collapse is on other companies and whether any of them have any vital role they're playing that could justify any kind of government involvement. I'm not aware of any, but we can certainly hear people.
A lobbyist said, absolutely yes, those kinds of appeals will be coming. As Enron collapses, though, there's still a quiet echo of its clout. It's tucked into the House-passed bill to stimulate the economy. By the calculations of the liberal group Citizens for Tax Justice, the bill would give Enron $254 million in rebates of the corporate alternative minimum tax. That's roughly 100 times the amount that Enron and its managers invested in the 2000 campaigns. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.